Super Bowl 48 may be played in New Jersey's Meadowlands, but it's New York City's Great White Way that is hosting pregame festivities. Starting Wednesday, 13 blocks of Broadway will be closed for Super Bowl Boulevard. But as WNYC's Stephen Nesson finds, not everyone is excited.
City bikes and planters are out, temporarily. A 180-foot toboggan run, 20-foot-high Roman numerals, and the Vince Lombardi trophy are being carted in. It's all part of the NFL experience, the 4 days-long pregame party. The city is expecting thousands of tourists to descend on Broadway between 34th and 47th Streets. One corner of Broadway that isn't cheering is at Eddie Ruby's coffee cart. Ruby has been serving dollar coffees and pastries on Broadway at 39th Street for 18 years. I asked him if he's excited to have the event on his block. He says the increased security in the area is nice, but he's worried he'll have a hard time hauling his cart in and out.
This area will be shut down a week. I understood one day. I understood 2 days, but not a week.
One of his customers, who works in Midtown and gave her name as Ada, says the area is already too crowded.
No, please don't do that. We'll have chaos in here. I don't like that idea.
But city and state officials do. New York is hoping to rake in some $600 million, a figure promised by organizers. But as WNYC has reported, that number, often cited by the New York New Jersey Host Committee, hasn't been explained or broken down. Across the Hudson in East Rutherford, where the game is actually being played, Mayor James Casella says he knew New York City would be a big draw for Super Bowl fans, but he didn't anticipate how little hype his state would receive in the lead-up to the games.
I expected East Rutherford not to be mentioned much, if at all, but I didn't expect New Jersey to take a total backseat. They're not even in the car with this.
Garden State officials are also complaining that the cost of additional state troopers and security in their state will not be recouped in taxes from hotel and merchandise sales, especially if everyone's partying and spending in Manhattan. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.